Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, do I have some news for the crazed liberal left that seem to be joyous and running around this country as if it were a holiday? And they're not going to like the news. You're not going to like it at all. You guys may like it, but I don't think they're going to like it very much. We have a lot to talk about today. And a lot of it's going to be kind of positive for a change because I think the tides are turning. Let's talk a little bit about first this Trump indictment, because it became exactly what I told you it was going to become, an absolute farce, an embarrassment, a twisting and bastardization of every law on the books you could possibly imagine, probably a violation of the Sixth Amendment, to be perfectly honest. You can't just tell someone, I have a crime I'm charging you with, I'm not telling you what that crime is. You can't do that. Alvin Bragg literally got up and said, I don't have to say that. Well, yeah, you do. Of course you do. Take a look at the Sixth Amendment, Alvin. Tell me, what does that say? Because you live in New York, a blue state does not mean that you are not bound by the Constitution. So, yes, you do have to explain what the crime is. But I have better news than this. You know, I asked on this show not long ago, how come Stormy Daniels is not in jail for extortion? If she had an affair with Donald Trump in 2007, waited until he was running for president in 2016, and effectively said, I will ruin your campaign unless you pay me a certain amount of money, that would be extortion. That would be blackmail. And she should go to prison for that. Well, her lawyers have made a statement saying, oh, no, that's not the way this went down at all. We did not blackmail or extort any money. We simply said the following, had an affair and wanted, and we're going to sue Donald Trump for falsely claiming otherwise, or we'll sue him for his whatever. But we agreed to settle this lawsuit for a cash payment. So it was not extortion. It was settling a lawsuit. Well, that's bad news for the prosecution, and I will tell you why that's bad news for the prosecution. Because if he settled a lawsuit and wasn't paying hush money, he was settling a lawsuit, then it is a legal expense. Alvin Bragg said it wasn't a legal expense. It was a campaign expense, and he wrote it down incorrectly as a legal expense. It is a legal expense, Alvin, if you're settling a lawsuit. Case over. Case over. Because this whole thing is about, well, Trump paid the hush money, which is not illegal. But if he wrote it down as a legal expense, he was lying. It's a political expense, and it was to protect his campaign. No. According to Stormy Daniels' own lawyers, it was to settle a lawsuit between him and Stormy Daniels for a cash settlement. Okay. Well, then it is a legal expense, Alvin Bragg, and your case is finished. But let's say it wasn't a legal expense. Now you have to prove that he put this in the legal expense category so that he could commit yet a crime, because it is not a crime. It's only a misdemeanor if you file that. That's just a misdemeanor charge. What you would have to do is to say he committed this misdemeanor so he could commit another crime or commit a crime that's a felony. There's no felony. When Alvin Bragg was asked, what is the felony? He said, I don't have to tell you. So how do you defend yourself against something you're not told you're being charged with? If you're pulled over by a police officer and they say, I'm writing you a ticket, Would you clearly not ask, what am I getting a ticket for? And if he says, I don't have to tell you, just appear in court. That is illegal. So the case is effectively over, folks. If Stormy Daniels is not in jail for extortion and blackmail, by her own lawyer's admission that it was not extortion and blackmail, it was settling a lawsuit, then Donald Trump settled a lawsuit, wrote it down as a legal expense, and that was properly filing. That's as simple as that, folks. Case is over. But we can celebrate that if you want, but here's the truth. They knew there was no case. I'm going to tell you what they were planning on doing, folks. I'm going to tell you what they're planning on doing to you. They understood very clearly, Alvin Bragg and the entire New York court system understood Donald Trump committed no crime. They said, if we can get Donald Trump before this court, his supporters will riot. His supporters will hit New York hard, and they will do all these terrible things, and we will then say, do you see? Do you see what's going on? This is his supporters. This is the people you want to have the majority. That's what they wanted from us, folks. They wanted the Trump supporters to riot. They said, if we take the guy you support and we twist him around like a puppet, you guys will jump and do exactly what we hope you will, except we didn't. Except we didn't. So then they came out with eggs on their faces because they were like, there was no riots. Nobody hit any police officers like they did during the George Floyd riots, like they did with the Trans Day of Vengeance. So they had to openly admit, guess who caused the trouble? Democrats. That's right, crazy people who were literally out on the street saying, Donald Trump needs to go to jail. And they were asked directly, well, what crime did he commit? So you just want him to go to jail. The answer is you want a man you don't like to go to jail. You don't know what he did. You don't care what he did. You just don't like him, so you would like to see him go to jail. That is called fascism. So you have now admitted that your base, the people who support the Democratic Party, are the fascists. We didn't riot. We didn't cause any trouble. Some people protested. Marjorie Taylor Greene was there with some people, and they were very peaceful. And they made their voices heard, as you're so fond of saying. But there was no violence. There was no arrests. There was no people screaming at the top of their lungs like mental patients. You know, we had the news anchors go over there, and the Trump supporters were saying, well, we think this is a politically motivated prosecution. We don't think Donald Trump committed any crime. If he did, in fact, misfile it, it's only a misdemeanor. Intelligent, right? Very intelligent. That's what the protesters were saying. Now you go over to the Democratic side, and there's a woman there screaming, I'm African-American. I'm violent. Look at me. Look at me. He's going to jail. I'm a violent female. A nut. A psychopath. That's what they had on the other side. There wasn't anybody saying, well, I truly think that he is in legal jeopardy due to X, Y, and Z, because they didn't have anything. They were just joyous. Oh, boy, somebody we don't like is going to jail. Then you wonder how Nazi Germany got started. I always wondered when I was a kid. I said, why didn't the German people say, wait a minute, I don't care what we think of who's ruining our country. You can't do this to human beings. I always wondered that. Even when I was a little kid, I said, why didn't people stand up and say, well, this is wrong? Well, now you know, don't you? As long as our side wins, James O'Keefe literally went out onto the street. If you don't know who James O'Keefe is, he's a reporter. He went out on the street and he posed as a Trump hater. And he was talking to all the journalists, and he was saying to them, yeah, but you know that you guys really don't have anything. We can't get up our hopes, can we? And guess what the journalists were saying? Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But, you know, we got to cover this and act like it's a big deal. We know it's nothing here. We know. Then he talked to some people who were just literally saying, well, and we got to use any means necessary. Where did you hear that phrase before, any means necessary? Where did that come from? Folks, you're dealing with flat-out fascists. You're dealing with flat-out fascists. It's so ironic that their weapon of choice is a group called Antifa, an anti-fascist organization. You are the fascists. You're so stupid and uneducated that you have no idea that you are actually what you're fighting against. How ironic. So anyway, the case is over, because I've just told you, if Stormy Daniels doesn't go to jail for extortion or blackmail, and her lawyers are claiming successfully she settled a lawsuit, well, then Donald Trump's marking of that money as legal expenses is 100% correct. It's not even a misdemeanor anymore. Now you don't even have the misdemeanor. If you don't have the misdemeanor, you sure as hell don't have the felony. You don't have anything. You have nothing. This is prosecution for no other reason than to try to bait Trump supporters into doing something bad. There is a second motivation. Second motivation is they're hoping that the independent voters, who very well may decide this election, will get turned off and say, oh, maybe we better not vote for him. He seems to have a lot of legal trouble. You know, the independents in this country, to a certain extent, piss me off the worst. I'll tell you why. At least the Democrats, you know where they're coming from. They're fascists. We get it. Not all of them. I'll get to that in a minute. But most of them have been overrun now. The Democratic Party doesn't exist. It's now a fascist party with some Democrats holding on because they have no other home. But the independents are so wishy-washy. I don't like Biden. I don't like what he's doing here. I don't like what he's doing that. But Orange Man bad. I don't know. Maybe I'll vote for Mickey Mouse. Maybe I'll write myself in. Grow up. Grow up already. Stop being a fence sitter. I told you on a last week's show, you got a choice, good and evil, because that's it now. That's it now. I'm not claiming Trump is perfect, but your choices are good versus evil. Because what's happening here now, that's evil. That's evil. Anyway, while Alvin Bragg is too busy getting all of the resources, you know how much this has cost the American taxpayer, by the way, this facade? Millions upon millions upon millions and millions of dollars for something they knew was phony. That's what your taxpayer dollars, you know, when you get your paycheck and it's been taken out this much money and this much money, that's what it's going for. Congratulations. Sham investigations to persecute political opponents. That's what it's going for in New York anyway. And other places. So, folks, it comes down to this. If you can't see good from evil, I can't help you. If you want to sit on the fence and say, I don't like Donald Trump, though, he says bad things. Yeah, he said lock her up to Hillary Clinton. Did he lock her up? Let me ask you a question. Did he do that? He had the power to do that, by the way. He had the power to weaponize his entire DOJ against Hillary Clinton and put her in jail. Did he do it? He did not. Wouldn't a fascist do that? So who's the fascist? I mean, every single one of these hood-wearing morons must really have flunked every single social studies class that they possibly had, if they even go to school. And the thing that really ticks me off is this. If you're so sure of what you're saying, and you're so positive you're on the right side, why do you hide your face? If you don't want to cause any violence and you're only there for protection, be proud. Uncover your face. Let's see who you are. Simple as that. Now here's some good news. I know a lot of people have been really upset because Lori Lightfoot, a.k.a. Beetlejuice, was booted out. And her replacement is worse than her. And I've had a lot of people say to me, oh, my God, the country's going to hell. People aren't learning their lesson. Well, listen, Chicago's a lost cause. You're right. There were 21 people shot over the weekend. 5 of them are dead. But they keep right on voting for the same people with the same ideologies. This guy says he's going to defund the police. Fine. Live in Chicago when it's a war zone. Worse than Afghanistan, you know. Don't come crying to Florida. Don't come crying to Texas. Don't come crying to the states who told you better. But now here's the good news. Do you realize that as we speak, 23 states in this country have a Republican supermajority? 23. Among the recent ones, Montana, 70% supermajority. 70%. West Virginia, supermajority. Kentucky has an 80% supermajority. Iowa, Ohio, 23 states in all. The Democrats have 14. So we are far outweighing the game when it comes to a supermajority in this country. And people that are actually sane Democrats, and yes, there are a few of them, not too many, but a few, are actually fleeing this party. Tulsi Gabbard fled this party and said, I can't stay a Democrat. How can I stay a Democrat when they're representing this? Well, the newest one is North Carolina State Representative Tricia Cotham, who won as a Democrat last fall. She won as a Democrat by 20 points. As a Democrat, 20 points in North Carolina. Well, she has switched her party to Republican starting today. And do you know why she switched? Very simple. She's a mother. She sees what's happening to the children in this country. Now, there's another reason. Apparently, all of her text correspondence and, I guess, a bumper sticker on her car has an American flag. Oh, and hands in a prayer symbol. And she was called on the carpet for that by her Democratic allies, who said, we think this is a very bad look for you. How dare you put the flag of this country on your car? How dare you put a praying hands emoji? Oh, and you're going to tell me there's no war on this of the United States of America or war on Christianity? Then why would you say that? I thought you were supposed to be all-inclusive. And that if she wanted to show patriotism, if she wanted to show her faith, she's allowed to do that, right? I bet you if it was a Antifa sticker, there'd be no problem. I bet you if it was a BLM sticker, there'd be no problem. I bet you if it was a gay pride sticker, there'd be no problem. But a prayer hands, oh my God. She's evil. She's a patriot and a Christian. How dare she be a Democrat? Are you waking up to this, Democrats, or are you that thick in the head? Honestly. I'm talking to the Democrats. I'm not talking to these crazy lunatic liberals because you're not a Democrat. I want you to understand that. When I say Democrats, people say, well, you know, John F. Kennedy. I'm not talking about the Kennedys. I'm not even talking about Bill Clinton. I'm not even talking about Jimmy Carter. I'm talking about you crazy fascists who infiltrated this Democratic Party little by little until you got a majority of you in there. And now you're pulling the strings. That's why they're bailing. People like Cotham are seeing that. She's saying this isn't a Democratic Party anymore. This is a socialist fascist party that hid in the Democratic Party, waited for their majority, and now they're trying to get us all out. Yeah, they're trying to get you out. Of course they are. They don't want you in there. They don't want Joe Manchin in there. They don't want those people in there. Because while I may disagree with their policies, they don't want Tulsi Gabbard in there either. I may disagree with their policies, and I do disagree with their policies. But they're not nuts. You can have a normal discussion with them, and they could say, well, okay, well, we disagree. But they don't want their children at the mercy of drag queens who decide to wear thongs and dance in front of them twerking. They want to be able to put the flag on their car if they want to. They want to be able to worship the way they want to worship. And that's not good enough for the Democratic Party because, no, you're not in lockstep. You have to hate America. You have to despise Christianity and any faith, by the way, that isn't Muslim or some radical religion. You have to absolutely despise those religions. Or you can't be a member of our little gang. So if this is what you want, Democrats, I'm talking to you sane Democrats, if this is what you want, then this is what you're putting your rubber stamp on. This is the party you're supporting. You need to stop. Because I'm not going to give you a pass much longer. I'm pointing it out to you that your party, it's not like this is your team. This is not like it's a baseball game. Oh, Democratic Party is my team. Yeah, well, your team sucks. And it's about time you realize this isn't my team. This is a team that's been taken over by a whole different team. And the values that they represent, I don't represent. If you do not represent the values that this fascist regime that's taken over your party represents, get out of it. If you're a voter and you do not support this fascist regime that has taken over your party, don't vote for them. I'm not going to give you a pass any longer. When children are shot dead in a school and all you can say is, I guess you didn't pray hard enough. That's the party you want to support? Now, I know what people are going to say. We don't all feel that way. No, but you keep voting for the people who feel that way. Don't vote for those people. Don't accept those people. See, here's the thing. Yeah, you could have a friend who, let's say you got a friend and he's a drug dealer, right? And you didn't know he was a drug dealer. You could still be friends with him. But if you go to his house and you say, wait a minute, you got a meth lab in your goddamn basement. That's it. No more association with him. Because if you do, you're condoning it. You're saying, well, it's okay. I don't do it personally, and I don't support it personally, but hey, whatever floats your boat. So it's okay, it's whatever floats your boat to say you can kill children? Well, I guess it is, because your stance on abortion is, well, if the mother decides after 2 minutes of birth that she doesn't want the baby, we'll work something out. Well, that's murder. I'd argue it's murder before, but, Bottom line of the situation is this, folks. You're not getting a pass from me anymore. If you're a moderate Democrat or a sane Democrat, you got to look at your party and say to yourself, in all honesty, this isn't my party. I can't support these people. I don't support people who tell parents, you don't have the right to say what your children are going to be doing in school. You don't have the right to tell your child what sexual gender they want to be. You don't have the right to tell your child they can't have puberty blockers. You don't have the right to say they can't go on a field trip where big, enormous men dress up like women with a thong up the crack of their ass and shake in front of my child and then say, what was your favorite part of me shaking my ass in front of you? Did that stir any emotions in you? Is that what you want for your children? You're going to support that, huh? Well, if you're going to support that, you're not a moderate Democrat anymore. You are a supporter of groomers. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene meant. God bless Marjorie Taylor Greene. I love her, but she's inarticulate. In her fervor to get her point across, she becomes a soundbite for the Democrats, which is not good. In other words, when she went on 60 Minutes and said, well, the Democrats are, Democratic Party's pedophiles. Well, you can't say that. Not every Democrat is a pedophile. It's outrageous. Of course they're not. But here is the truth. If you're a Democrat, and this is what she meant to say, by the way, if you are a Democrat, you are, by your very rules and things that you're establishing and the things that you support, you are making it extraordinarily easy for pedophiles to exist in this country, porting them whether you are them or not. That, my friends, is a fact. Every single Democrat who turns a blind eye at what is happening to our children in this country, whether they have any inklings to being attracted to minors or not, you're supporting people who are. Don't you see that? If you say, well, I am not for banning books, I'm not for banning books either. Hell, I remember a time when they were burning books and burning music and burning different things. I was totally against that. I'm against censorship, but here's the deal. Censorship is different from age-appropriate material. And if a 9, 10-year-old child can walk in a library and find a book where a 9 or 10-year-old child in the book is being taught by a man how to give oral sex in explicit detail, and when that child brings that book back, the librarian says, do you want the graphic novel version that has pictures? That's called grooming. It's not censoring to take that book out of the library. Do you want Hustler magazine in the library? Do you want the Marquis de Sade's works in the library? Maybe you do. I don't know. But I don't. I don't want my 10-year-old. If I had a 10-year-old kid and you handed them that book, I would call the police. Just like I would call the police if you were a stranger and handed my 10-year-old child that book. Just because you have a librarian on your resume doesn't give you the right to groom my child or anybody else's child. Who the hell do you think you are? You don't get to give pornographic material to my kid because you have a title. That does not exempt you from the law. They say nobody's above the law. Donald Trump's not above the law. Apparently teachers are above the law. Because they can sexualize your children and give them sexually explicit assignments. Did you hear about the one assignment? The one teacher actually gave his students the following assignment. They were all 11 years old. I want you to do an essay on your sexual fantasies. So this guy can read them and get off. That's what he did it for. Oh, boy, I know what little Susie's sexual fantasy is. You belong in jail. You belong in jail. And if you're a Democrat and you support this type of thing, then I'm not giving you a pass anymore. You may not personally be a pedophile, but you're supporting people who are. And I don't want a party that supports people who do things like that. So I've made my choice. Now, the good news, again, is this. Just like Cossum, Patricia Cossum did, mothers everywhere are abandoning the Democratic Party. They're abandoning it. By hordes, they're abandoning it. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Donald Trump didn't do so hot with women in the last election. They found him abrasive. They found him slightly misogynistic and egotistical. And they're, you know why? Because he's exactly the type of guy you don't want your daughter to date, right? You're like, oh, he thinks he's so big, and he thinks he's so this, and he's a loudmouth and a bragger, and I don't like him. So they didn't vote for him. This time around, my friends, they're saying, wait a minute. We didn't vote for Donald Trump, who at least would wait till my daughter was 21 years old before approaching her. We voted for a group of people that's 8, 9 years old. They want to sexualize them. You're not doing that to my kid. So they're going to pick the lesser of two evils. They're going to pick Donald Trump. They're not pulling that lever for any Democrat who supports what's happening in our school system. They're not. Now, this is not just me speculating on that. Polls are showing all over the place that mothers are leaving the Democratic Party because they no longer represent their values, because they tried to destroy family values. And I do believe, call me optimistic, but I do believe there are many, many Democrats out there who love their children, want their children to be kept safe, do not want their children sexualized, do not want their children exposed to pornographic material, do not want the state to take away their rights as parents to decide what's best for their children. And when they start to see these things happening, they say, wait a minute, maybe the party's no longer for me. Just like Tulsi Gabbard did. Just like Trisha Cotham did. More's coming. More is coming. The one thing you do not do, Democrats, I shouldn't say Democrats. The one thing you radical liberals made a mistake with is this. You know, you always say that it's the Republicans who are misogynistic. It's the Republicans who do not respect women and women's rights. Well, let me tell you something. You made a huge mistake. Because the women in this country are not going to stand for this. The women in this country are smart enough to understand what you're trying to do to their children, and they're not going to let you. And that means Democratic women, too. You're the one who underestimated the women. You're the one who tried to destroy their family values. You're the one who tried to take away their rights as parents. They know that. They know that. You're the one who's undermining women. You undermine women every day when you say, well, Marcus, you can be a woman tomorrow if you want. Oh, I can? Oh, gee, I can join the club? Great. What's my price of admission again? Just putting on a dress, that's it? I don't have to do anything else? Oh, okay, that's great. So is that what a woman's all about then? Is that what you're saying a woman boils down to? Her clothing? Is that what a woman is to you? Then all these women athletes, you know, not just the mother bears, okay, not just the mamas who are protecting their babies. Younger college girls, they're starting to say, wait a minute, I don't want to support a party who I train and train and train and stay after school and I have a college papers that I have to do, and yet I have to train and I have a job on the side so I can afford my college. And then they tell me, well, some man's going to be swimming alongside you and you got no chance, honey. You got no chance of winning. They don't want that. They say, well, how is this fair to me? I busted my ass to get where I am. I'm working a job. I'm juggling school. I'm training. And then some guy twice my size with twice my muscle mass jumps in the goddamn pool and blows all of our records out of the water with no effort at all. So you're undermining women's contributions to society and sports. So women, you have to take a good look at this and say, wait a minute, they're destroying what it means to be a woman. They're destroying what makes it special. Who is really the misogynist? Now, they always go back to this one thing where Donald Trump said, well, if you're in my position, you could just grab a woman by, and he names her private part. He didn't say he did it. I've never heard one person say Donald Trump did that to me. Not one. He was trying to say, when you're this famous or you're a billionaire, women will let you do whatever they want. He wasn't saying it's a good thing. He wasn't saying, oh, boy, and that's what I do on a regular basis. He was sort of saying, you know, that's what it comes down to. He's not saying all women. He was just making a point. He's making a point that every single rock musician I ever talked to made a million times, and half of you guys, the three-quarters of you guys are Democrats. Oh, man, there's always chicks waiting for me when I get off stage, man. I can have my pick. Oh, you can say it, but Trump can't, right? Unbelievable. Meanwhile, while we're worried about what Donald Trump did with a porn star who actually gets paid to have sex, we're not worried at all about what Joe Biden did with his own daughter in a shower that caused her to become a nymphomaniac, and she actually wrote it in her diary. This wasn't something that somebody speculated on. This wasn't something that somebody said, oh, I heard this happened. No, she wrote it in her diary that no one was ever supposed to see. Why would she write a lie in her diary if no one is supposed to see it? Blaming her father for her sexual addiction. Do you hear one single reporter ask that question of Joe Biden? Why would your daughter write in her diary that you showered with her in an inappropriate manner that led to her becoming a nymphomaniac? Why? If that had been Donald Trump's daughter's diary, you would have had specials running 24 hours a day on CNN and MSNBC. You don't even hear about this story anymore. No one even went to the daughter and asked her, well, what do you mean by that exactly? What do you mean by inappropriate showers? Nobody cares. Just like they don't care that Donald Trump did this with Stormy Daniels if he did. They don't care. This isn't their point. Their point is to stop him by any means necessary, and they figured there is two great ways to do it. One is to get the independents to say, I better not vote for him, because I'm kind of afraid to. These crazy mob will point at me. You know, I heard Alan Dershowitz say something very interesting the other day. He said, a lot of lawyers don't want to be Trump's lawyer because they don't want to be the guy that's picked out in the crowd in New York saying, you defended Donald Trump, and you can't come to our parties, you can't come to our clubs, you can't come to whatever. A lot of jurors don't want to be the juror that says, oh, you voted for Trump to be acquitted. You can't come to work tomorrow. Everybody here hates you. There's a lot of pressure. That's a fascist country, folks. I hate to tell you that, but that's what fascism is. That's what fascism is. The very things the Democrats accuse the Republicans of are the things that they do. This has been going on forever. If you want to know what the Democrats are up to, just listen to what they accuse the Republicans of, because that's what they're up to. 100%. But the world's getting wise. The world's getting wise to it. Parents are not going to allow their children to become sexualized. They're not. I believe that in my heart of hearts. Yeah, there's going to be some liberal parents who say, I don't see anything wrong with it. Okay, well, you're a chucklehead. You have the IQ of an ice cube, and you shouldn't have never had a child. But for the rest of us, the vast majority Democrat or Republican are going to say, oh, no, not my kid. You're not doing that to my kid. I know some Democrats. And if a grown man in a thong waved his half-naked ass in the kid's face, he'd punch him. And yet you'll vote for the party who says he should be allowed to do that. Because if you don't, you're condoning it. I've talked to Democrats who said, if my kid ever went to a place like that, I don't mind him learning about other sexualities when he's of age to understand it. But if my 9-year-old is dragged on stage by a drag queen and they put his ass in his face, I'd get on that stage and punch him. Oh, no, you wouldn't, because you keep voting for the same party who said you have to do that. If you really feel badly about that, if you really would get on stage and punch that guy for trying to sexually exploit your child, don't vote for the party that allows it. Prove it to me. Don't prove it to me through violence, because punching that guy ain't going to do anything, because there's going to be another guy, and then another guy, and then another guy. You know when it's going to stop? When you stop voting for the people who allow it. I don't want to hear one more 18-year-old swimmer that happens to be a female get on television and say, I worked so hard, and I thought I was able to at least come in first or second or third, and they let a man in there, and he blew my record away. I don't want to hear you crying if you're going to vote for the party that allows it. Stop crying. Not what you voted for. If you're serious and you don't want any more of this, make your voice heard at the ballot box and say, I'm not voting for the people who condone this. I'm not voting for the people who say I have to accept this, because you don't have to accept it. You can change it. But you can't change it by being angry and screaming, I'll punch that drag queen if he puts his butt in my kid's face. That drag queen's one of a million, 100,000. It ain't going to make a dent. You know what's going to make a dent? When you tell the politicians, if you're going to allow this type of stuff, you're out, my friend. I'll never vote for you. If tomorrow every single Democrat voter said in unison, unless we get a giant bowl of green M&Ms delivered to our doorstep by AOC personally, we're all going to vote for Donald Trump. AOC would be on a goddamn bus with a bazillion M&Ms. Because the truth of the matter is, this is your government, not theirs. You're giving them the power. You're the one who gives them the power. You can't complain what they're doing to your kids. You can't complain what they're doing to the economy. You can't complain about war. You can't complain about anything if you give them the power to do it and then say, I don't know what happened. Stop voting for it. Crime is in liberally run cities. It's out of control. I just told you Chicago had 24 shootings over the weekend. 4 or 5 fatal. And that was a good weekend for Chicago. Atlanta's out of control. There are places in Georgia completely out of control. California's out of control. The whole state of California is basically out of control, but especially San Francisco. The man who invented the Cash App is walking down the street and some psychopath with a knife just stabs him for no reason. This man goes stumbling down the streets of San Francisco begging people for help while he's dying, and nobody even calls an ambulance. So he just collapses and dies. You know why? Because you have been demoralized. You are now a completely fascist state. Now, of course, there's some Republicans living there, I know. But for the most part, you're a completely fascist state. And they have told you this is our moral system now. That's why they want religion gone. Because a God-fearing person, or even a decent person, you don't even have to be religious, because I'm not religious, and if I got news for you. If I saw a man stumbling down the street, bleeding profusely, saying, I need help, he's getting help. He's getting help. Because I couldn't live with myself if I didn't. These people just go on about their business, say, I don't know, I'm not getting involved. What happens if that guy comes back and tries to stab me? There's no police protection. Exactly. So you live in fear. And when you live in fear, guess who controls you? Your government. See, you're supposed to control the government, folks. The government is not supposed to control you. But they want that changed. And they're going to get it changed. If we get four more years of this, they're going to get it changed, folks. And the government's going to control you. In a very real way, they control you now. But it's not permanent. They can make it permanent with four more years. And I'm going to tell you, you don't want it. Under any circumstances. And the very people who are laughing now, saying, hey, Trump's going to jail and the Republicans are losing, are going to be the people crying, what did I do? Help me. Please help me. When they come for you, and they're going to come for you. They're going to come for you. All you got to do is screw up one time and do something that they don't like or say something that they don't like, like maybe put a praying hands on your car or an American flag in your lawn, and they'll be coming for you. They came for Tricia Comhold, whatever her name is. They came for her. She's a mother of two. She's a soccer mom. She was a good Democrat. She wasn't a crazy Democrat. That's why she won in North Carolina. She was a reasonable Democrat whose policies I probably disagree with, but someone intelligent and probably someone with decent morals who just said, well, I'd like to fix this country, and I think it's this way. And I say, no, I don't think it's that way. I think it's this way. But when she was faced with a choice, do I sacrifice my morals, swallow what these crazy liberals are telling me I have to do in order to be a Democrat, or do I stand by my morals and switch my party? She chose to stand by her morals and switch her party. That's what you have to do. That's why I'm talking to you liberals, mostly you Democrats, because the liberals are too far gone. You're just too far gone. There are liberals that, honestly, I speak with, and I say to myself, it's like speaking to a rock. They know nothing. They say nothing. They just psychobabble. They just say, if a man is a woman, but a woman is a man, and a man can have a baby because he might be a woman, and if she's a woman, then she can have a baby, but it's really a man, so the man had the baby, but it's a woman. Whatever. I don't have time for your pronouns. I don't have time for your nonsense. I don't have time for your psychobabble and your gaslighting. You're brainwashed. You're a cult. I don't have time to try to deprogram you from the cult that you're in. But there are Democrats out there listening to me right now who know I'm right. You know I'm right. And you're sacrificing your morals for your party loyalty, and it's not fair to this country. It's not fair to your children if you have them. It's not fair to other people's children. It's not fair. And it's time that every decent Democrat stood up and said, I don't know what happened to my party. I'm sad to see it go. But it's not the Democratic Party anymore, and I want no part of it. You want to go start your own party? Go do it. You want a third party in this system? Go for it. But the Democratic Party is now lost. You have to understand that. You are not dealing with Democrats. You are dealing with socialists and fascists. That's it. Not up for discussion. It's a fact. They want your children. They want your money. They want to tell you what to eat, how to dress, what to say, what not to say, what to read, what not to read, what to drive, what not to drive, and how to think. And if that's not fascism, then I don't know what your definition is. So get the hell out of the party. Prove to me that your morals are more important than your brand loyalty. Because I have a news flash for you. If this was the Republicans saying your children should be able to take puberty blockers at 8 and you shouldn't have any say over it, and it's perfectly acceptable for grown men to dance half naked or get lap dances from your 12-year-old son. And the Republicans were saying, well, we support this. I mean, we're not thrilled about it, but, you know, whatever, we'll go along with it. Then that day, I'm no longer a Republican. Simple as that. I'm not sacrificing my morals for my party. I call out the Republicans all the time. Mitch McConnell is outrageous. He should step down immediately. He's bought and paid for by China, and everybody knows it. Liz Cheney is a bitter backstabber. And she just hates Trump, and she's willing to sacrifice every one of her morals for political gain. Sell your soul to the devil. That's what you're doing. You see, they point at Donald Trump and say he's the devil. That's what the devil does. The devil convinces you someone else is the devil. The devil convinces you that he's good and they're evil. Donald Trump is not evil. Donald Trump is a flawed man. He's a millionaire who probably had some affairs. Billionaire that probably had some affairs. Took every legal loophole he possibly could in his taxes. I get it. Lived a billionaire playboy's lifestyle. I get it. But let me tell you what else Donald Trump did. Donald Trump was a made man. He didn't have to do one other thing on this God's green earth except sit in his Mar-a-Lago mansion and be waited on hand and foot, roll in his money, and enjoy his life. And he chose to run for the presidency of the United States. Not because he needed money or fame. He didn't need any of those things. He was as famous and as rich as he could be. And by the way, he didn't even take a salary. The only sitting president in modern history who actually got poorer while he was the president, actually got poorer. He didn't enrich himself in any way. As a matter of fact, he didn't take a salary. He donated to the veterans. He had to shut down a lot of his businesses because it was conflict of interest. So he lost tons of money in doing this. And if the left had such horrible information about him, he's been out there forever. They were the ones running to him for campaign donations. If they had such horrible information that he's such a horrible, evil man, how come they didn't spill the beans years ago before he ran for president? How come? When they were gladly accepting his money and posing for pictures with him, and Hillary Clinton herself was saying he'd make a good president one day. How come? So they were, if it's true and he's evil, they were sacrificing their morals for his money, right? And if it's not true, then this is all a hit job. All a hit job. I'm going to tell you right now, folks. There are many Republicans out there who I really like. I like Matt Gaetz. I like Jim Jordan. I like Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she's a little bit bombastic and she needs to watch what she says. I like Lauren Boebert. I like a lot of them, and I think they're fighters for this country. I even like Ron DeSantis a lot. He'll make a great president one day. Not this time. Because this time we need someone who cannot in any way, shape, or form compromise. Why do you think they wouldn't just bribe Donald Trump to go away? Oh, well, you can't bribe him. He's got too much money. Oh, we could throw this at him or that. You can't do anything. You can't do anything to Donald Trump. He's bulletproof. That's why they're afraid of him. They're not afraid of Ron DeSantis. They'll find something. They'll find something to twist him around the coals with. Donald Trump, they can't. Because he's already came out and, see, Donald Trump's the type of guy who was, well, you had an affair with your wife. Yeah, well, you know, I was a billionaire playboy. And the American people, even the Christians, may say you shouldn't have an affair on your wife. But at least he's honest that he lived a lifestyle where he was, you know, a playboy. We get it. Bill Clinton was accused of rape. I want you to remember that Hillary Clinton founded an organization called the Bimbo Squad. And guess what their goal was? All of the accusers of Bill Clinton were to be looked into. And anything dark in their past was to be brought out and make them look like liars and whores. One member of that Bimbo Squad literally made a statement saying about one of the girls, I believe it was Paula, I can't think of her last name, said she's what you get when you drag a dollar bill through a trailer park. Does that sound slightly misogynistic to you? Does that sound like he respects women? Oh, but he got away with it. No one ever said a thing about him. Folks, this entire fiasco has now got to end. And if you're a decent person, I don't care whether you have a D or an R next to your name, but I'm specifically talking to the D's. If you're a decent person, you have to walk away from this, support this. You can't say, yeah, I know some of them are, but I'm not. Yeah, but okay. That would be like if you say, well, I know, you know, 75% of the people I'm going to this party with are crackheads and drug dealers, but I'm not, so I'll just go to the party. Well, guess what? Then you're going to be labeled a crackhead and a drug dealer, whether you are or you aren't. You're guilty by association. You're giving them the power. You're giving them the power to continue their false prosecution of political opponents. You're giving them the power to sexualize your children. You're giving them the power to wipe and erase any of their crimes and control you. While this Trump indictment is going on, folks, we are very close to losing the dollar as the international currency. And I don't want to tell you what happens if we do. You'll be carrying wheelbarrows of money around to pay for a loaf of bread. Gas will be $25 a gallon. By the way, OPEC has cut gas production just in time for summer. So expect to pay $4 a gallon again or more. We're on the verge of war. Nobody cares. You know, the funny thing is we always say, well, we don't really have the money to pay for more housing for veterans who are homeless. Oh, but you got $200 billion to send down to the Ukraine. You found that quick enough. That was just hanging out in your couch cushion, right? Oh, what the hell? Joe Biden sit down and $200 billion fell out of the couch cushion. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. You put your money on your priorities, and your priorities aren't our veterans. Your priorities are foreigners. Simple as that. It's just as simple as that. Let me go to the phone. I want to talk to Tom from New York. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Well, good afternoon, Marcus. And, you know, I was just going to comment on that, you know, it may not be all Democrats that are the fascist regime, as I like to call them, the fascist socialist. If you are considering yourself a Democrat, an actual Democrat, and voting for these things that the fascist regime puts out there, then you're 100% guilty by association. And for, you know, I know Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, labeled all Democrats pedophiles, but hey, you know, let's turn it around. Wasn't it Joe Biden that referred to half of the country as MAGA Republicans and domestic terrorists? So, you know, at this point, why not fight fire with fire?
Well, there's two reasons. One is that they'll just use it as a soundbite for their campaign. And Democrats, who normally might say, you know, I'm getting sick of the Democratic Party, is going to listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene and say, wait a minute, she just called me a pedophile. I'm not voting for the party that called me a pedophile. So you got to say what you mean. And you've got to be articulate enough to express what you mean. So let me make no mistake about it here, folks, if you're a Democrat. I don't think all Democrats are pedophiles. I don't even think the majority of Democrats are pedophiles. What I think is this. If you vote for the Democratic Party, you are supporting a party that makes it extraordinarily easy for pedophiles to exist. And you need to think long and hard about that. Because while you may be as dead set against it as you possibly can be, angry at the thought of it ever happening to your child, God forbid, you're making it easier for it to happen to your child. And you need to think about that. You need to think about if your hatred for Donald Trump is so ridiculously out of hand that you'd put your own child in jeopardy over it. That's what you need to think about. And if the answer is yes, my hatred for him is that much, you need to see a psychiatrist, because you need to ask yourself why. He did nothing. What did Donald Trump do that was so horrible in this country? I've asked a million Democrats this. They can't come up with an answer. Gas was low price. Unemployment was lowest it's ever been. Manufacturing was coming back to this country. China was on hold. ISIS was wiped out. Russia was not even thinking about going anywhere near the Ukraine. I guess his main problem is he pissed off Rosie O'Donnell, and he said some nasty things about people. Oh, dear me. Dear me. In the meantime, what's Joe Biden done for this country? Eggs are $8 a dozen. Gas is about to be at its all-time high again, I think. China's about to invade Taiwan. Russia did invade the Ukraine. You know, all these people that say, if Donald Trump did this or that, tax the rich more, we could afford health insurance for the people who don't have it. Well, if we didn't send all that money to the Ukraine, we could afford health insurance for people who didn't have it too. And we wouldn't have had to send them that money if Russia never went into the Ukraine. And Russia would not have went into the Ukraine if Donald Trump was the president. So congratulations, you voted for it. I don't want to hear you complain about it. See, this is the thing. You've got to look when you vote. You've got to be a little bit pragmatic and say, I may not like Donald Trump personally, but what's best for the country is best for the country. I don't care if he's a misogynist. I don't care if he's a loudmouth. I don't care if he wears a toupee. I don't care if he throws around his wealth. I don't care if he insults people. I care about my bottom line and my family and my children and our future. That's what you got to think. This is a soccer game where you go wearing a T-shirt saying, go, go, and if we don't win, we riot. That's what you're acting like it is. You're acting like this is a soccer game. This is our country's future and your children's future. And you better wake up and realize it is your children's future that you're voting for. If you want your children eating bugs, being told that at 8 years old they can change their sex and everything else, just keep voting for this party. And you'll have it. Because it's coming. Fortunately, folks, today, I can honestly tell you, I don't think it's coming. I see the tide turning, and I see it turning quick. And we're not even close to the 2024 elections yet. So I'll leave you with that optimistic note and just remind you once again, you control the government. The government does not control you.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.